Many travellers dream of experiencing the beauty of Tanzania, from its stunning national parks to vibrant cultural sites. Yet the costs often seem overwhelming. But with Visit Tanzania for Less, exploring this East African gem on a budget is not only possible, but incredibly rewarding. Whether you're a solo backpacker, a volunteer, or just a budget-conscious traveller, we provide valuable insights and resources to make your journey unforgettable without breaking the bank. Book your trip now with just a $300 deposit and flexible monthly payments until your travel date. For more travel inspiration and tips, follow us on Instagram or visit us at visittanzania4less.com. Visit Tanzania for Less, your dream adventure within reach.
All right, 103.7 to be beautiful people. How you doing today on this Tuesday afternoon in the studio with me, hanging out with me, at least for a minute? We got Mr. James from Muskegon Heights High School. How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great, great. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Welcome to the show, man. I've been hearing nothing but great things about you since you arrived in Muskegon from the D.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yeah, Muskegon Heights is this is an exciting opportunity for a number of different reasons, because I feel like I'm not just a leader of a school. I think I'm a part of a community that's, you know, rich in tradition, history, and things of that nature. So I'm very excited to be here.
For those who don't know, tell Muskegon a little bit about Mr. James.
Well, I'm born and raised in Detroit. I've been an administrator for about 10 years in various schools throughout the Detroit metropolitan area. I attended Michigan State University. I have a beautiful family that I'm proud of. And again, and I'm passionate about education. When I say I'm passionate about education, I've sacrificed a lot to be here in Muskegon Heights, to be a part of this movement. I'm gonna call it a movement, because again, changing the lives of young people, man, is hard work.
Right.
And based on my understanding, this community has gone through a lot in terms of, you know, trying to access proper education for their students. So that's my, you know, my mission, is to make sure that I use all my skills, right, to make sure that I can turn this school in, this community around.
We're live on radio on 103.7 The Beat. We also live on Facebook, 103.7 The Beat, my personal Facebook page. We're live on YouTube and we're live on Twitter. Like, share, comment. If you got a question for Mr. James, you can type it in. Question or comment for Mr. James, you can type it in. So we want this conversation to be interactive. Not just me. I got a lot of questions I could ask him, but you can chime in, Muskegon, right. Be part of the conversation. So why Muskegon? I know you could be anywhere in this country, anywhere in the world, when you're a Black man that's educated into the education field.
Number one is, for a person like myself, meaning I love challenges in terms of what we call an education turnaround work, right?
Right.
Can I come in and turn the school around and get it on a positive trajectory to make the students' lives better? And so part of the reason why I came is because when I visited, you know, I walked through the schools and things of that nature. And, you know, and I saw students that needed structure. I saw staff that needed direction. You know, I saw community members that needed a bright light to be shining in their community. So, again, I just, you know, kind of fell in love with the people and the mission. And the mission is to make Muskegon Heights Public School Academy better than what I found it. And so that's a major reason why I came, just to turn it around.
So school starts in less than a month, right?
Right. So school starts actually a little bit over a month. It's September 3rd.
September 3rd.
Yep. So I guess for the first time, this is the first time they'll start after Labor Day.
Right.
And so, again, this is something that we feel is one of those elements that's needed to, number one, to get more participation, right? One of our main things in school right now is attendance, right? We want to make sure students are there every day. So we have from now until September 2nd to beat that drum. School starts September 3rd for Muskegon Heights public school students. So we want to make sure that everyone is there and that all the community is supportive of what we're trying to do, which is to launch school in a way that hasn't been launched in a long time.
there's been some challenges in previous years before your arrival. There have been some challenges with curriculum, there have been challenges with school books, some challenges with staffing. Do you see any of those issues coming?
I see that we have worked to address some of those issues, you know, from a, so let's talk textbooks, right? Because again, I was, before I came here, I was in a technology meeting. We're rolling out what we call a one-to-one program where every student will have access to a laptop, meaning they'll have laptops in school. They will be able to take some home to do work. And so within their laptop is where their textbooks are,
right?
We have a online curriculum portion, meaning the things that you would normally do in the classroom, again, can be executed on the computer as well. Some of the things that you're not able to do inside school, we have options where, again, you can take that technology home, have access to tutors, have access to teachers, and again, just to kind of keep that learning going. As relates to some of the other things that you discussed, we understand that the challenges are there, right? But our job is to make school feel like school for the children, right? And that's what we are working to do. So again, I think we're on the right track in doing that.
Right. Are you actively seeking more teachers, more staff to make sure those gaps are filled?
Yes, and yes. Right. So again, we are in pursuit of talent, right? And when I say talent, talent comes in many forms in the education system, right? But you have to have the ability to relate to kids. So yes, we are looking for staff. Obviously we're always recruiting. Right. Our numbers are not quite where we want them to be because many of the families in Muskegon Heights have, you know, left to go to other schools around Muskegon for whatever the reasons were. But we want them to come back.
Right.
And so that's why we're building a better product for them to want to bring their students back to Muskegon Heights and make it more attractive for parents.
What things do you expect to see improvements on?
Definitely. My main thing as a building leader, as a principal leader, is I want to make sure that the students have people in front of them that love them, right? And when I talk about love, one of the big things we're pushing is to listen, to understand, and validate, right? So think about what we've experienced as a nation for the past few years, right? With COVID, some of the things going on in politics, think of the community shootings and things of that nature. Students need to walk into a building and feel like the adult that's in front of them loves and cares about them, right? Cares about their success. And I think that's the key ingredient. You know, other districts may be focusing on, you know, building schools and things of that nature. We're focusing on building good humans, right? And that's, again, what we have to lean into going into the 24-25 school year.
Mr. James in the building, Muskegon Heights Public School Academy, the high school. School's jumping off in September. You got any events coming up that we can talk about?
Well, the next event we have coming up for us, we'll have our feet on the street. That's coming up in mid-August. Ms. Simmons is going to kill me because I don't know those dates. But again, I'll definitely communicate them. We are having our student orientation on August 28th and 29th. And I say orientation because that's going to be a big community event. We want to have some voter registration going on for the parents. We want to have some things to promote attendance, gifts, prizes, things of that nature. Because again, this is something that they haven't done in years, right? So we want to make sure students are back, schedules are in hand, that we can be totally prepared for September 3rd for the first day of school.
And to enroll in Muskegon Heights, you don't have to live in Muskegon Heights, right?
You do not have to live in Muskegon Heights. We're open enrollment district. Any student can enroll in our district. And again, we are enrolling. We enrolled like 6 students today, which is different, right?
Right.
It's July.
Right.
And the fact that parents are making decisions right now based on whether it's our advertising, whether it's word of mouth, we are changing, right? We're changing that paradigm. We want it to look different. We want it to feel different. So we're expecting, again, for our numbers to increase just because we have our processes in place ready to go.
Wow. Mr. James in the studio on this July the 30th inside the 3 o'clock hour, 103.7 The Beat, in our first time talking. Your energy, we talked over the phone quite a few times.
Yes, sir.
And I can tell your energy is there. Like, I can tell you care about kids.
Yes, sir.
You care about education.
Yes, sir.
And that is different. That's different. Some people come to get experience.
I'm sad to hear that, man, because everyone who comes in front of these young people in this community need to know that it's about students first, and we that's what we're about.
Let's see. Can we get some comments? Can we get some comments on the board? If I can read this board, it's the screen is not close to me right now, but let me see here. Ebony Davis, Gemini. Is he who I should contact to get the Diatribe Poetry Empowerment Program there? I've been trying to bring it to Muskegon Heights for 3 years now. It's a great poetry spoken words program.
Ebony, that is a great question, yeah. Right? If you look at my phone, Paul, I have a meeting with those individuals tomorrow.
Oh, really?
So I know it's part of our Big Read program that we are partnering with Muskegon Reads, I think. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I am the person. And I'd be more than happy to direct you in any way that you need. But because, again, that's one of the key ingredients, right? Students need to be reading. They need to be learning. They need to be involved in school-related things. And this is, again, school. Our goal is to make it feel like school.
Exactly. And some of those programs is therapeutic, too.
Exactly.
Spoken words is definitely therapeutic to be able to.
Exactly. And like we talked about, off air, it's like, look, we want to bring dance back. We want to bring audio visual back. We want to bring art back. We want to bring the things that excite students. Right.
Right.
Because if they have these things and they know if they have a, art, fourth hour. Right.
Right.
It will encourage them through to other classes. Maybe they don't like so much. OK, but it again is our strategy to make sure that we have our electives, right? Attractive electives the students can, feel good about participating.
All right, next question coming from Jamie Green. So I've been through many of the challenges. The public is tired. I advocated for one-to-one devices for years, and these kids have no idea what schools should feel like when hard lockdowns are the norm. There has been so much talent gone through there. You have to do way better than Rene Garcia with an ACES score of 4. I suspect more 8. Even we don't understand or know love. The next screen, if you don't mind. Jamie Green went on to say, is that it from Jamie Green? That's it from Jamie Green. ACES, you mentioned the ACES score. Coincidentally, we have an article, I believe, that's up on our website, 1037thebeat.emojiradioapp.com, talking about the ACES score, right. How parents should use the ACES score as a parenting tool,
right,
for kids. So that's coincidentally that Miss Greenwood mentioned that. That article was even posted today or yesterday about the ACES score. A lot of people don't know about the ACES score, what it means.
Right.
But right. Maybe you can talk about it.
Well, I just wanted to lean into another comment, right? Sure. I understand ACES and again, it's a program that we use within schools, a lot of schools. But when we talk about school again, right, one of the reasons why we've had to do things like go into lockdown or do these various things, they have not been internal issues, right? They have been external issues from the outside, whether it's a family member or a parent or disgruntled, whatever, right? And they come into the school and they sometimes cause a disruption, right?
Right.
One of the main things I've had to do as a principal is to explain to parents, right, why I can't let you talk to another student, right?
Right.
Because again, things don't play out like that in school,
right?
So a part of being able to bring the services in, right, is what we are pinpointing to make sure that not only the student gets the resource, right, but the parents. The saying that the apple never falls far from the tree.
True.
right we the school we can treat the apples all day,
right,
programs like ACES and things like that, but we don't have a lot of options for the tree.
Woo.
Right, so if the tree has that disease, right, then it falls upon that apple. And what we are trying to do is to show a better way, right? And that's what we want to do.
All right, we can take some more of those comments. Go down the screen. I think Jamie has said something else, and we can keep rolling from that comment. Jennifer Ross, our beloved city clerk, said, I literally just had a conversation about bringing arts back. It is need, and back in my day, more kids got scholarships for band than athletes at that time. Facts. Mm. Arts, very important.
Right.
Mosane, the chief of police, said, glad we're able to get a school resource officer back at Muskegon Heights Public School Academy. So talk about that, if you don't mind.
Right. So I want to talk about the SRO, school resource officer, because, again, we talked about bringing people in school that love kids, right? And so to me in the past, I've always had mixed opinions about an officer or a person with a weapon inside of the school, mm-hmm. right? Because that's how I saw that particular person.
Right.
But our officer, Officer Birch, who's come in and he tries to reach students other than just from a criminal standpoint, right? He tries to relate to the students. We put on a dodgeball tournament. We've done many things to engage students outside of school, right? And that's important. So the fact that we have a school resource officer that's willing to cultivate relationships with young people, that's been a tremendous, tremendous plus for us. In addition, it's sort of like a trade-off, right? Mm-hmm. He gives us strategies and makes sure how, you know, giving us tools on how we can make schools safer. And we give him strategies on how he can love on kids a little bit more effectively.
Learning from each other.
And I think that's been an important trade-off because, again, we do have to respect authority, but authority has to also realize that, you know, we're kids. We just want to be, you know, normal, just like everybody else. So it's a balance there as well.
That teacher-student ratio, what do you expect it to be for the high school?
Right now, we're expecting to, based on our numbers, you know, basically like a 20 to 1.
20 to 1.
20 to 1.
Which is good. 20, what, 20 students in one class with one teacher?
Pretty much. Yes. When I say pretty much. So let's talk about core from electives, right?
Okay.
From our elective perspective, we have a number of different offerings. So again, that elective teacher will be able to work with that student a little bit more one-on-one. So say like, again, for our band or something like swimming, right? Okay. You can't.
You got swimming?
We're going to bring swimming back. Yes.
It's going to be back this fall.
It's going to be back this fall.
Really? Wow.
Right. So again, the thing about that is that, again, we'll offer it to our middle school students. Right?
Okay.
Because the older you get, you know, the less likely you are to
join. I'm one of them. As a boulder, couldn't swim.
Right. But again, part of the reason why I thought it was important to bring back because you still need to have that education. Mm-hmm. We have one of the best pools in Muskegon.
Yeah.
Right. So it's important that you have access to it, that you can learn how to swim so you can learn how to save your life just in case.
Wow. Right. That's awesome. Bringing swimming back. I support that. How are you on math?
Math, we are struggling as every school is around the state, around the country. But
why do you think that is?
Because math is a very, let's call it a nuanced way to teach it. Right. Mm-hmm. You know how we look at math differently being our age versus, you know, students do it differently now than what we did. Right.
Right.
And then finding a proper math teacher is also a challenge, right? Mm-hmm. Because if you're a math teacher, you get paid more than the other teachers, right? Because it's what, you know, a highly sought out, you know, area, you know, math, science, things of that nature. So, but we are lucky to have, you know, programs like the MEC, right? To come in to help tutor some of our students and basically doubling down on the support.
Right.
We know what the data says, right? But we also know that we have support systems to help increase our math scores. So that's important for us. But math is very, very, it's intense too, right? Because again, if you don't know math, you have a sort of like a allergy towards it, right? So again, it's hard to teach. You know, if you don't know math, but.
And a lot of them feel like I'm not going to need it in life, but they don't realize that math is really massaging your brain. It's putting muscles in your brain. You might not ever deal with the calculus.
Exactly. You might not ever use it. Right.
Right.
But it's better to have it than to not have it.
And right? Your brain be able to critically think.
Exactly. Exactly. So again, math is tough, but we have a plan.
Well, Jamie Green said, I wish you luck. This is the same exact conversation that we had many times. Keep cleaning house, building trust, and you have a good fighting chance. Excellence with the swimming. Thanks. Any other comments we got there? Ebony Gemini said, is there a website with the current job openings? Good question.
Okay. You can go to our website. And we also are listed in Indeed. That's where we do a lot of our postings. We are working to get those things also attached to our website as well. But I think there are some things there. But that's our main valve right now is through our school website and also through Indeed.
WBSLP 103.7 Muskegon Heights. About to wrap it up in a few minutes here. Mr. James is here from Muskegon Heights High School. He didn't know we was going to be doing a long form interview. He came at a recorded spot, but I'm like, man, let's do this, man.
Can I also plug our homecoming? We have a homecoming. I think that is September. It's in September. I'm sorry.
I just saw
it. I know, but we're planning something big. You know, we want to make sure that, again, our theme is come home, right?
You guys got a new Facebook page, too.
Yes, we do have a new Facebook page. I think it's still
MH Tigers.
But again, that's where, again, we want it to be like an informational hub, you know, for people who use Facebook. But we also need to make sure that we are social media savvy as students, right? We're trying to recruit students as well. So again, the more information that we have on those social media outlets, the more people get to know our school a little bit more.
Homecoming game, Muskegon Heights Tigers versus All Clair, is coming up Friday, September 27th. It's on the screen.
Thank September you, 27th. Thank you.
Yeah. And I don't know, All Clair, that sounds like a school from Wisconsin somewhere.
Yeah.
Y'all had to go way to Wisconsin to find somebody?
I think it's a school here in the area.
Really?
Yeah. In, not in the immediate area, but it has to be within 50 miles or so.
Okay. And they got tailgating going on for homecoming.
Yes, sir. Tailgating is going on. So again, for more information, I think you can go to our Facebook page.
Yep.
Also, our Lashay Simmons, she is doing our quarterbacking for a lot of these events. So
awesome person for that.
So
awesome.
If you know Ms. Simmons, please make sure that you tap in with her so we can make sure that we get you involved.
Let me recap some events, Dan. How have you got you? Muskegon Heights Tigers Muffins with Miss Johnson is August the 30th.
Yes.
MLK parents come out and meet Miss Johnson, your scholar.
Yes, she's a tremendous individual. She's just been added to the team a few weeks ago, but she's already, making some strides, and we're all rooting for her.
August 19th to the 21st, you got a 100 Street Campaign. Let's work together to bring students back to Muskegon Heights Public Schools, inviting everyone in the community to join us for 100 Feet on the Street Campaign. Hashtag bring Tigers home. And you want to head over to MH Tigers new Facebook page on Facebook. Anything else?
I appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity. I appreciate you being responsible for my kids going to Africa.
Woo!
Right. So again, I know that was a tremendous feat, but one of the things that you want as an educator is to make sure the students are exposed to opportunities. Right. So based on everything that I've seen, they were exposed to things that they'll never forget. So I hope that inspires them to do great things, and maybe they'll be taking sets of kids to Africa when they
Will.
They okay.
We have some scholars.
Amen.
The kids from Muskegon Heights were amazing.
Amen.
And very brilliant. I will put them up against anybody.
Me too.
So I Me was too. Very impressed with our kids. I know their parents, know their grandparents.
Yes.
It was like having my babies with me.
Right.
So, good.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Going back to my music, this is Mr. James from Muskegon Heights High School. Going back to my music. Or top of the hour program here, 103.7.
The wait is over. The all new Umoja Radio Network, home to over 40 black owned radio stations and podcasts, is here for you. Connect to the world's fastest growing collection of unapologetically black and proud media, from podcasts to independent black owned radio stations, and access to the important news and music you need.